Hello, respected viewers. I'm speaking to you from a secret location. Yes, Leyland upon Thames, or just Leyland on Thames. Don't pronounce the H. The H-A-M, that's from Anglo-Saxon, meaning village or farm. So I hadn't even heard of this town till just a few years ago. So it's a small residential town, only a handful of public buildings, in Surrey, about 2 miles south of Staines. And there's a bit of a caravan park, and there's a marina close by. So it's got a lot of green space. It's very low rise, so almost exclusively residential. This is sort of stockbroker belt, quite a prosperous town. Much of the population is what is technically known as mature. Old is the word in plain English. And what else about it? The only famous resident, who's still here in a sense, is Matthew Arnold, the celebrated 19th century poet who's buried in the Anglican church close by. And his father was an Anglican clergyman. And Matthew Arnold was born in this village, if memory serves, school inspector to make his living, because he had a good wife and 6 children to support. Look at this, care homes of distinction. That's what I mean about people who are rather long in the tooth who are resident here. So some fine buildings going back several centuries, including the church, and about to show you the Three Horseshoes, which was a coaching inn. So it's very flat, good to cycle here. Some cycle path nearby. We're just north of Shepperton and Shepperton Studios across the road. How about this for a short? So I'm unremarkable in many ways, and I'm going to show you one of the more characterful buildings. How about that? The Three Horseshoes. But you don't actually need to have horseshoes to get in. I'll show you by a coaching inn. So the train was invented 200 years ago. And before that, long distance travel, if you want to go and travel with some comfort and warmth, was to be in a horse-drawn coach. And then you could park in here. That's why they have that huge door, and have horses there. Even exchange your horses and come back for them a week later or something. Fresh horses. Now, you could have your own horse and coach if you're very wealthy. A horse and two, a horse and four, any up to, a coach and two, a coach and four, a coach and eight was the max. More than 8 horses, it was too long to turn, like a very, very long bus. Anyway, and then you could stay there for the night, provide food and drink. But if you're paying as a passenger, oh, look, the white bus. The white bus, not of Count Bernadotte, who saved so many Jews in 1944 to 45 in white buses. Anyway, back to this one. So if you're a paying passenger, you'd wait here till the coach turned up. Of course, they couldn't have a precise timetable. How long does it take the coach to reach this destination? How long is a piece of string? How many passengers are on the bus? How heavy are bus, coach? How heavy is their luggage? Is it hot? Is it cold? Is it windy? Is it rainy? Is the wind against you? Is the wind with you? So forth. And how strong are these horses? How tired are they? Blah, blah, blah. So there were so many variables, they couldn't predict with any accuracy. So you'd rather than wait outside in the cold and the rain, wait in there for hours, okay? So the inn, INN, the idea of you being spent only one night there. I mean, you're well allowed to spend more, but there's no entertainment. It's not like a hotel, which might have a ballroom these days, a gym, a swimming pool, a spa, a beautician, and whatnot, shops. Right, so that's it from the fair town of Leyland, okay? So anyway, a few pleasant boutiques, but it's quite a pricey place. All right, veterinary surgeons, good. More pets than children, I'm sure. Toodaloo, goodbye, everyone.